Osho, Bigyan Bhairav Tantra, Volume 2, The Book of the Secrets, A New Commentary, Discourse Number 14, given in Bombay, India.
If you are really vulnerable, nothing is going to get you wrong. Because the negative is your interpretation. Nothing is harmful to you. Because the harmful is your interpretation. If you are really open, then nothing can harm you. Nothing can be felt as harmful. You feel something is negative and something is harmful because you hate it. Because you are against it. Because there is no acceptability of it. This has to be deeply understood. The enemy exists there because you are protecting yourself against him. The enemy is there because you are not open. If you are open, then the whole existence is safe. It cannot be otherwise. Really, you will not even feel it as friendly. It is simply friendly. There is no feeling it, but it is friendly. Because that feeling can exist only is a contrary feeling of enmity. Let me put it in this way. If you are vulnerable, it means you are ready to live in insecurity. Deep down, it means you are ready even to die. You will not let it. You will not oppose. You will not stand in the way. If that comes, there will be no risk. You will simply allow it to happen. You accept existence in its totality. Then how you can feel it as death? If you deny, then you can feel it as the enemy. If you don't deny, how you can feel it as the enemy? The enemy is created by your denial. But death cannot harm you. Because the harm is your interpretation. No one can harm you. It has become impossible. This is the secret of power to people. Now, for this basic teaching is this. If you accept the whole existence is with you. It cannot be otherwise. If you deny, you create the image. The more you deny, the more you defend, the more you protect, the more enemies are created. The enemies are your creation. They are not there outside. They exist in your interpretation. Once you can understand that, and this person is another reality, you cannot say that I am meditating, I am vulnerable, open. So now, how I am to defend myself against negative vibrations around me? Nothing can be negative now. What does the negative mean? The negative means that which you want to deny, that which you don't want to accept, that which you think is harmful. Then you are not open. Then you are not in meditative state. This question arises only intellectually. This is not a self question. You have not tasted meditation. You have not known it. You are simply thinking, and the thinking is just a supposition. You suppose if I meditate and become open, then I will be insecure. Then negative vibration will enter in me and they will be harmful. Then how am I to defend myself? This is a supposed question. Don't bring supposed questions to me. They are desires. Irrelevant. Meditate, become open, and then you will never bring this question to me. Because in this very openness, the negative has disappeared. Now nothing is negative. But if you think that something is negative, you cannot become open. The very fear of the negative will create such closure. You will be closed. You cannot open. The very fear that something can harm you, how can you become vulnerable? That's why I emphasize the fact that unless the fear of death disappears from you, you cannot become vulnerable, you cannot be open. You will remain closed in your own mind, in your own imprisonment. But you can go on supporting things. And whatsoever you suppose will be wrong. Because the mind cannot know anything about meditation. It cannot penetrate that room. When it ceases completely, meditation happens. So you cannot suppose anything. You cannot think about it. Either you know it or you don't know it. You cannot think about it. Be open, and in the very opening of yourself, all that is negative in existence is that is. Even that is not negative. Nothing is negative. Your fear creates negativity. Deep down you are afraid. Because of that fear, if the major against those 50 measures, the enemy exists. Look at this fact that you create the enemy. Existence is not inimical to you. How it can be? You belong to it. You are just a part of it. Organic part. How existence can be inimical to you? you are existing. You are not separate. There is no gap between you and the existence. So whenever you feel that the negative, the death, the enemy, the hate is there and it has opened, unguided, existence is just happening. So I have to defend myself. And not only defend, because the best measure to defend is to be aggressive, to argue. You cannot be simply defensive. When you feel that you have to defend yourself, you become offensive. Because to offend, to be aggressive is the best way to defend yourself. The fear is the enemy, and then the enemy creates defense, and then defense creates offense. You become violent. You are constantly on guard. You are against everybody. This point has to be understood. That if you are in fear, you are against everybody. Degrees may differ. When your enemy and your friend are both your enemies, the friend is a little less, that's all. Then your husband, your wife, they are also enemies. You have made an arrangement, that's all. You have become accepted. I admit it, that you both have a common and a greater community, and against that common and greater community, you both have become one. You both have become one power. But the end is in this. If you are close, the whole existence is an impulse. Not that it is close, but appears that it is an impulse. When you are open, the whole existence has become your place. Now, when you are close, even the friend is the enemy. It cannot be otherwise. Deep down, you are afraid of your friend also. Somewhere, in the town of Arkansas, as he was, he has prayed to God. I will take care of my enemies. But you take care of me from my friends. I will fight with my enemies. But protect me from my friends. Just on the surface is friendship. You down with enemies. Your friendship maybe just a pleasure to hide the enemy. If you are close, you can create only the enemy. Because when you are open, only then the friend is released. When you are open totally to someone, the friendship has no agenda. It cannot happen in any other way. How can you love when you are close? You live in your city. I live in my city. And whenever we meet, only the prison walls touch each other. And we are hiding together. to the men I commit. Even while making love, when your bodies have entered into each other, you have not entered. Only bodies are making. You remain victims in your substance, in your strength. You are just repeating that there is communion. Even in sex, which is the deepest relationship, communion is not. It cannot happen because you are close. Love has become an impossibility. And this is the reason you are afraid. So don't ask the question. Don't bring false questions. If you have a known openness, you cannot know that something can be hard. Now nothing is hard. That's why I say even death is a blessing. Your approach has become different. Now wherever you look with an open heart. That open-heartedness changes the quality of everything. And you cannot see that something is going to be harmful. You cannot feel that how to defend. There is no need. The need arises because you are here. But you can go in supposing questions. People come to me and they say, okay, if we have realized God, then what? They start with the question, if there are no if in existence, you cannot make the question. They are experts. It's stupid. Because you don't know what you are saying. If I have realized God, then what? That then what never arises. Because with the realization, you are no more. Only the body. And with the realization there is no future, only the present is. And with the realization there is no worry, because you have become one with existence. So the question then what never arises, this question arises because of the mind, which is in constant worry, constant struggle. Conscience is thinking for the future. That is the truth. When I become more and more aware, my attention develops and there remains a feeling that I exist, I am present, I am aware. You have seen how to this feeling is dissolved into an egoistic state of just awareness. This is again the supposed question. When I become more and more aware, my attention develops and there remains a feeling that I exist. I am present, I am aware. This never happens. Because as awareness grows, I decrease. In full awareness, you up. But there is no proof that I am. At the most, in a word, it can be said that you feel a subtle illness, but there is no I. You feel existence, and you feel it in abundance. A constant moment, but the I is not there. You cannot feel I exist. You cannot feel I am present. You cannot feel I am aware. That I is part of unawareness, in attention, part of your receiving experience. It cannot exist. It cannot exist when really you are alert and conscious. This is how the first question can arise. And you can go on thinking about it. And nothing will be found. If this had earth, then only one thing. You have to know, is that you are not alert. You are not aware. Then this I am aware, I am conscious, I exist, these are thoughts. You are thinking them. They are not realized meaning. You can think I am aware. You can go and be thinking I am aware. That will not do. Awareness is not disposition. And when you are aware, there is no need to repeat that I am aware. You are simply aware. The I is no more. Far aware. Right now, be alert. Where is the I? You are. Rather, you are more intensely. But where is the I, the ego? In the very intensity of consciousness, the ego is no more. Later on, when you lose awareness and thinking it out, you can feel I am. But in the moment of awareness, there is no I. The right now, feeling silently, you are here. You can feel. You are thinking. But where is the I? The I never arises. It arises only when the thoughts appear in the space. When you lose awareness, the I arises in you. For a single moment, even if you can experience thinking awareness, you are. The I is not there. You lose awareness. The moment has eclipsed, it's gone. Now you are thinking. The heart is immediately together. This is part of the thought process. The very concept of heart is a thought. It belongs to thinking. I am is a thought. When you are alert and there is no thought, how you can feel this I am. The emptiness is there, but that too is not a thought. It is not thinking. It is there existentially, it is a fact. But you can turn the fact into thinking immediately, and you can think about this fact that exists. Where there was no I, and the moment you think the I is somewhere, which thinking the ego is there. Thinking is the ego. With no thinking, the ego is not. Whenever whatever you want to ask him, but to make it a decision. Before giving you the question, try whether whatever you are asking is relevant or not. Let questions look relevant, just verbally. But they are like this. But if I say, if the light has been put on, and then I ask, the light has been put on, and if still the darkness remains, what is to be done with that? The only thing is that the light is even off. It has not been put on. In other words, how the darkness can remain? And if the darkness is there, then the light is not there. And if the light is there, then the darkness is not there. But both cannot be together. Awareness and the ego cannot be together. If awareness has come on, it is there, the ego is happy. This is simultaneous. There is not even a single second gap. The light is on and the darkness has disappeared. It is not that it disappears by and by itself gradually. You cannot see it going outside. You cannot see that now the darkness is going out. The light is there. The darkness is not there immediately. There remains a gap, because if there is a gap, then you can see darkness moving out. And if there is a single moment gap, then there is another impossibility. If one hour, there will be a gap of 1 hour. There is no gap. The act is simultaneous. Really, coming of the light and going out of the darkness are two aspects of one phenomenon. The similar happens when you are aware that the ego is not. But the ego can go and play in fit. And the ego can say, I am aware. The ego can say, I am aware, and then the truth. Then the question will arise. And the ego wants to accumulate everything, even awareness. The ego wants not only wealth, power, and riches, it wants to make it explode. It wants samadhi also. It wants enlightenment also. The ego wants everything. That which is possible must be purchased. The ego wants to purchase everything, even meditation, samadhi, and nirvana. But the ego can say, now I have achieved meditation. And then the question will arise. The meditation has been achieved, the awareness has come, but the ego remains. Still, all that, the whole burden of the past remains, nothing changes. The ego is a very subtle brahman. Be aware, it can be seen. And it can use the world. It can organize things. It can organize anything. Even nirvana. I have learned that once it happens, that two buttons are bending their way in the canyon of New York. Just parking near you can buy it for something. A mirror of life. That's what it's for. But you know, if I wanted to, just in a bullet, I can cause it in by the sensitive to cover it. One wise man happened to be there to ask him tomorrow. So he found his name for his name and asked what he was saying. You know very well that you cannot ask it in fire if you're willing to pull it by your single bullet. You know it well. There is no need to tell you. So why you said such a thing? The labor of life is excuse me, sir. I'm very sorry. I was just trying to improve my own faith. The wise man said, don't do it. And this is the labor of life. The labor of life then said, the hope of those in heart, what does white flowers say to you? So the male Bernard said, he requested me and said, don't do it. He was so afraid, trembling, nervous. He had heard that I am going to cast this in fact that he was a bullet, but he said, don't do it. The thing with the heaven is unchangeable. Those words were uttered by the wise men with a very different meaning. He means don't say such things. But the ego has a smart in it. Your ego can apply anything. It is deeply coming. And it is so experiences that it experiences of millennia. That you can not even detect where the cunning enters. If you come to meditate, the meditation has happened. What to do about my body? This is how the ego problems meditate. And they are not even aware what they are saying. The meditation has happened. The kundalini has arisen. Now what to do? The worry is keeping up. Your mind wants to believe it. But without doing anything, you go on believing it, isn't it? Which fulfillment? But the reality doesn't change by your discipline. The worry continues. You can deceive yourself, you cannot deceive the worry. They will not just disappear because you say the meditation has happened and the company has arrived. And now I have entered the fifth body. Those worries will not even hear what you are saying. But if really meditation happens, where are the worries? How did you exist in the meditative mind? So remember this, that when you are aware, you are, but you are not the ego. Then you are unlimited. Then you are infinite extent, but with no center. There is no focus feeling of power. Just don't forget everything. Beginning nowhere, ending nowhere. And when this I disappears, because the you can exist only in reference to the I. I am here, that's why you are there. If this I disappears from me, you are no more there. You cannot be. How you can exist? I don't mean that you will not be there bodily. You will not be there physically. You will be there as you are. But for me, you cannot be you. The you is meaningful in difference to my I. My I creates you. One part disappears, the other disappears. The simple existence is there. All the barriers have dissolved. With the ego disappearing, the whole existence has become one. The ego is the divine. And the ego exists because you are in the ego. The fire of awareness will decide. Try more and more. Suddenly, become alert. Walking on the street, immediately stop, take a deep breath, become alert for a moment. And when I say alert, I mean simply alert of whatsoever happening. The traffic noise, people passing and talking, everything that is all around, simply become alert. You are not there in that moment. Existence is. And the beauty of it, then the present mind will not appear like the mind. It will not look like a difference. Because there is no one to resist it and fight. It simply comes to you and passes. It is hard and hard no more. It comes and passes. There is no barrier against which it can fight. It cannot make a wound in it, because all wounds are made in the ego. It will pass. There will be no barrier to it in which it can fight. There will be no fight, no victory. Remember this, the noise on the street is not the disturbance. When the noise of the street is struggles against you with a fixed notion that this is a disturbance, it becomes disturbance. When you are sick, it comes to you and you are simply part of it. You come out of it more. Nothing tires. The only tiring thing, that which goes on dissipating your own, is this resistance, which we call the ego. But we never look at it in this way. What has become of our life? A very death. Really, there is no ego. If I say to someone, many times it happens, if I say to someone that dissolves this ego, in which he is perfectly as if as a posture, a new structure, that if ego is dissolved, then there is life. Then I am no more. One very great person, a big leader of the country, was asked, Krishna's time, the whole day, wherever he was, there is a crowd of autographed people. The politician that Jesus said is almost killed to me. But this is only half of the truth. He said, he must have been a very rare, honest man. He said, it almost killed me, but almost. If there was no one to speak but Arjuna, it will kill you completely. It almost killed me. The crowd continued. But the other thing was emotion. It will kill you completely. If there was no one to ask for my Arjuna. So however tiring that it is, however weary, you continue his life. And if the ego is not there, life is at least from the mind. You cannot conceive how life will exist without you, without there being a different point always high. It is logical to believe, because we have never lived without it. We have lived through it. We have lived around. We know only one type of life, which is based on ego. We don't know any other life. And because we have lived through it, we have not been really able to live. We are simply struggling to live. And the life never happens to us. It just bypasses us. It is just always in the reach, in the hope. Just tomorrow, the next moment, and we will be living. But it never comes. It is never achieved. It always remains the hope and the dream. But we go and move it. And because it is not coming, we move fast. That too is not true. If life is not happening to us, the mind can think only one thing, that we are not moving fast enough. So make hurry. Be in a speed.